Well, God bless you. Let's take our Bibles and go to Psalm 107. There are many wonderful records preserved in the Word of God of healings and deliverance. They not only set for us one of the greatest purposes and benefits of the Word of God, He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions, but they indicate God's will for man and bring relief to man from the things that befall men and women. It is so recorded so that we should not be fearful, though we are subject to such things as sickness and disease and other maladies that may befall us in this life. And in the 107th Psalm, verse 20, it says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Every ministry of God's word should be a ministry of healing and deliverance, because that is one of the purposes and benefits of the word of God, which is a great one. Fear not, because His word and His will for us is preserved even to this day. Now, I want to show this to you in the context, because a lot of times we go to this verse and we don't really start off with the context. So let's go back to verse 1 and verses 1 and 2. It says, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercies endure how long? Forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. It's always in the past tense. He's already done this. He's redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. So it's a great showing. God's will for us is that we have good health and that we be delivered from our destructions. And it's because He is good. So don't be afraid. God knows that these things happen. That's why He put Him in the Word. We are subject, and it does happen. People do get sick. People do get disease. And people do get into situations that they need to be delivered from. God knew that that would happen, and He prepared for us. Now we need to prepare ourselves for it by knowing He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Don't be afraid. Look at Romans chapter 15. Let's go to the great book of Romans, great church epistle. And in Romans chapter 15, I want to show this to you. Romans chapter 15, verse 4, it tells us, For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for a purpose. What is the purpose?
Our learning.
Absolutely. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, and here's the reason, or in order that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Isn't that beautiful? So when we look at Psalm 107:20, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Those are things that were written beforehand. And we should learn them so that we can have comfort and patience with great hope. And that's how we prepare ourselves. We learn of this, we be patient, we take comfort, and His word and will are there, and all we have to do is simply believe it. Today I want to begin our learning of a record I call The Voice of a Believing One. I had taught this as part of our radio broadcast, and today I want to share it with you. So if you turn to Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, and in verse 46, we'll begin our study. Mark 10, verse 46. It says, "And they came to Jericho." This is Jesus and his disciples. "And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging." On one of his many journeys, Jesus comes to the city of palm trees, Jericho. This is that great walled city whose walls fell at the great shout given by the children of Israel after they circled it and were told to give a shout by Joshua when the children of Israel were brought into the land that God had promised them when crossed over the Jordan. They got to the city of Jericho, they circled it 7 days and seven times, and then they gave a shout, and it says, "And the walls fell down flat, and they could come up straight before them." This is that same metropolis that once symbolized the victorious flourishing of God's blessings. But the walls of unbelief that fell down flat are re-erected and fortified. And although there are many religious devotees in the synagogues and there are shrines and all these different things, there's no record of any mighty acts taking place or recorded while Jesus was within the walls. So he's there, he passes through the city, and he's on his way out. It says, "And as he went out," verse 46, "and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging." Jesus basically passes through Jericho, this urban center of commerce and universities. As Jesus and his disciples leave, the shoppers and the merchants and tourists and workers are passing along the highway. It's a major city. It's a major point of commerce. There are lots of people there. They're bringing their goods into the city to sell them. There's people that are coming there and want to see the city. You know, it's just like we go to Chicago. We want to go around and see all the sights. We want to see this building, the Hancock Building, and this building, and all these other different things, Wrigley Field, and all these different things. So there are people there all over the place. It is a buzzing metropolis. And among them, and alone, sitting by the side of the road, is a blind man asking for alms. As I explained to you last week, when it comes to the asking of alms, it's not like we see on a street corner where somebody's holding up a sign that says homeless or hungry or something like that. Their alms were men and women who had a need, for the most part, of healing or deliverance. And what they were asking for was for the people, when you go into the temple, ask God to heal me. Make a request that God would be favorable to me, that he would honor his promises unto us, like Psalm 107:20, that he would honor that for my life so that I might be healed, I might be delivered. That's the kind of things. Go pray for me. Make intercession on my behalf. You have mercy on me, that God will have mercy on me and see my situation and deliver me from it. And among them was the son of Timaeus, this blind man, Bartimaeus. In another record, there is two blind men, and I don't know if this is the same record and we're focusing just on Bartimaeus, or this is a similar record of another healing. But for the purposes of our learning and the purposes of our understanding, I'm going to handle it as an individual incident. So Bartimaeus, he's sitting by the right roadside asking alms, like the man at the gate called Beautiful at the temple in Jerusalem, seeking healing for an incurable disease, an incurable situation. Verse 47, And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Obviously, he had heard of this Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah that they were expecting to come, promised that he would come through the seed of David. He knows where he's from. He knows that he's of the seed of David. He's calling them, thou son of David. He realizes this is his moment and begins to shout. The moment he asked the alms for and had people request alms for him has arrived, and he will not be denied. Verse 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. The religious are telling him, hush, shh, shh, keep quiet. You know, this Jesus has been up at Jerusalem. They know who he is. You know, we're trying to conduct business here. Don't embarrass us. Don't. You know how people get. Don't, you know, keep quiet. You just hush up. But they were not blind. They did not know what it was to await the Messiah in darkness, physical darkness. Yet, even with all of that, he saw a great deal more than all of them.
Jesus stood still. In the midst of the noise of this teeming city, above the hustle and bustle of the crowds of the curious and the religious, amid the cacophony of commerce and the traffic of unbelief, one sound catches the master's attention and stops him in his tracks, the voice of a believing one.
Verse 49. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. How the heart of Bartimaeus must have leaped for joy. And anyone who hears a record like this, your heart just gets overwhelmed. Be of good comfort, he calls for thee. You and me, we should be of good comfort, because the scriptures call to us. Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Bartimaeus knew the prayers that he had requested, the alms that he had asked for were answered. His alms were heard. And calling out from darkness, he heard me. It was not the pleading cry of desperation. It was not even the enormity of his need that caught the ears of the Son of God and brought him to an abrupt halt. The road of his journey led him through this place, but the voice of one believing caught the ear of the Son of God and stopped him in his tracks. What is the sound in your voice? See. Well, verse 50. Or let's finish verse 49. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. The casting away of the garment is a sign of humility. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith, or your believing, hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. On that day, there were needs galore in the city of Jericho. City like that, there were sick, there were diseased, there were those with injuries, maladies, the destitute, the hungry, the victimized, all of them in a major city like that. Why then did Jesus stop for the son of Timaeus? The final verse of this chapter gives God's answer to his great promise that was written in Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Go thy way, thy faith, thy believing hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. In that single moment of time in history, captured in the word of God, one solitary sonance, the voice of a believing one. Are you that believing one? Then go your way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Above the tumult of your city, your community, amid the chaos of our times, through the screaming crowds of unbelief, he still hears the voice of one believing and replies back with comfort. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Bless your heart.